Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
22-year-old Nikki Riley, a convert to militant Islam, described as a vulnerable man who's been preyed upon and radicalized. He has a history of mental illness. Nikki Riley travelled by bus from Plymouth to Exeter yesterday morning. He went to the Princess Hay shopping mall in the city centre. It's thought he went into the toilet at the Giraffe restaurant. Shortly afterwards, there was an explosion. Riley was arrested at the scene of the blast. He'd suffered cuts to his eye and some burns on his face when it went off. He's being treated at a hospital while under police custody.
Okay. All right, let's go to Paul Watson just for 3 minutes. Then we got Ray McGovern scheduled, top CIA analyst, to go over the war, the economy, where he thinks things are going. You're there in England. I mean, it's always the same MO, a mental patient with a firecracker with some thumbtacks on it, blows it up in his face, and now they're ninnying, running around, freaking out. And this happened right after they were before the European Human Rights Court about secret arrest without habeas corpus. And now your El Presidente is taking time out, your prime minister, from saying, we need martial law and we need a new world order. He's taking time out to fearmonger. Paul Watson.
Hello, Alex. Well, yeah, it's, from what I can see, it's basically Dumb and Dumber Part 2. You remember the terror attack on the Glasgow airport a year ago. They called it a terror attack. It was actually two retards setting fire to a Jeep. But it was in the news for about 3 weeks after and presented as another reason why we should, you know, be put in a terror database for filming a bunch of flowers at a tube station. But, from what the eyewitnesses said about this one, which happened yesterday morning in Exeter, which is quite a small university town near the south coast of England. My brother used to live there.
Down by Cornwall, isn't it?
It's in that area, yeah. The eyewitnesses, and it was in a packed restaurant, but the actual bomb, if you want to call it that, was set off in a locked toilet. And the eyewitnesses described it as, didn't sound like a bomb, it sounded more like a light bulb exploding. So again, it's some pathetic individual that's got a history of mental illness that's being influenced by some propaganda and being radicalized by it.
And that's what they do. They now advertise, oh, see, there's deadly Al-Qaeda. It's white Al-Qaeda. Remember they said armies of white Al-Qaeda, thousands, trained with missiles, totally deadly force. And then they find them, you know, black, mentally ill street kids, mentally retarded. They give them $100,000 to videotape an FBI building, bust them. The news says an army of crack assassins so deadly trained, they were unstoppable. Then it turned out some of them can't even talk. It's always the same M.O. Always the same M.O.
Well, in Britain, they're trying to sell it on this so-called Islamo-fascism. They had a bust in Burnley, which is a northern town not too far away from where I live. And it was a neo-Nazi, and he basically had a huge cache of rocket launchers and grenades. And it was in the local newspaper once, and it didn't even make, you know, BBC, whereas this is all over BBC at the moment. So they pick which ones they're going to propagandize about very carefully. And this is not getting as much traction as Dumb and Dumber did, setting fire to a Jeep at Glasgow Airport, but it's certainly... It's more in the news today than it was yesterday. So
yeah, you would have thought giant alien spacecraft landed at the airport with tanks rolling by and Blair freaking out and panicking and the media saying, "Will Britannia hold fast against the burning Jeep?" It's ridiculous.
It was crazy. Well, I mean, then you look at the real bombings, the London bombings, which is... The bombers were completely coddled by MI5, and they didn't display the behavior of suicide bombers, which is what they were. So
he runs PrisonPlanet.com. We're out of time, Paul. Thank you so much for popping in.
All right, thanks, Alex.
Thank you. We'll be right back. I'm gonna leave you.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are live, not just on the radio, but at prisonplanet.tv for all the viewers that tune into that each day. Up on the screen, I have an image of Ray McGovern. At an event just a few weeks ago, you'll notice he doesn't have a beard anymore. He's got a chrome dome because he's got lymphoma and he's doing their chemotherapy. But I just talked to him. He is confident that he is going to beat it. We should all pray for Ray McGovern because he's been a great patriot to this country and one of the top senior CIA analysts to several presidents. Gave George Bush Sr. his daily briefing and under seven presidents for over 27 years. Presenting the morning intelligence briefings at the White House, and he's giving us an intelligence briefing, despite the fact that he's doing chemotherapy right now, and we really do appreciate him coming on. If I tried to go through the amazing career he's had, it would take too long, so we'll just go right to him. But if you go to Wikipedia, they've got a pretty good write-up on him. It's pretty accurate from what I know. And, of course, he was a Vietnam veteran as well, and so we are honored to have him on with us. Ray McGovern, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Alex. Good to be back with you.
Well, we appreciate your time, especially with what you're going through right now.
Well, actually, I've been kind of lucky. Aside from the fatigue, the symptoms have been controllable, and I'm looking forward in a couple of weeks to getting a clean bill of health. So I'm very fortunate. I've reflected very much on how privileged I am to have the access to medical care that 50 million of my fellow Americans lack. So it's been kind of a wake-up call in many respects for me, Alex.
Well, for your age, I remember meeting you in person. You look 20 years younger than you are. So you're a tough guy, and but they're really saying they think you're going to pull through it.
Yeah, they've really perfected the art on this kind of lymphoma. It happens to be the kind that Red Sox pitcher that pitched the no-hitter last week had a couple of years ago. So I'm oiling my baseball glove down in the cellar, and I'll be ready to go in another month.
Good. That's fantastic news. Didn't mean to spend too much time on that. You've written a lot of articles analyzing the fact that they may still be planning to attack Iran. Israel said last week, oh, yeah, top officials said they're going to attack before Bush leaves. Now, can you break down the field, give us an intelligence briefing, on what you're being told by sources in D.C. and what we're getting from leaks in the media and from diplomatic sources about what they're planning? Are they going to start a war?
Well, Alex, it looks pretty clear that the administration, that is Bush and Cheney, very much want to hit out on Iran. It would be this time with very little warning. It would be from the air and from the sea, the missiles on those ships and so forth. And we would, as I say, have very little warning. Now, how it will all start is problematic. It looked very much up until 2 weeks ago that they had decided, well, since the intelligence says that the Iranians have stopped working on the nuclear weapons-related part of their nuclear program, you know, it's going to be kind of difficult to hit out at a program that was stopped in mid-2003. So they switched all the propaganda over to the fact that, quote, or the allegation that, quote, Iranian-supported groups with Iranian weapons, Iranian training, and Iranian funding are killing hundreds of our troops in southern Iraq. And we're going to prove that to you. Now, the rub came when Petraeus and Admiral Mullen, who should know better, promised the Western press on the 25th of April that Petraeus has the goods on these guys, and we're going to have a big display of these weapons, and we're going to destroy them in front of your eyes.
And they've done this like four or five times last few years, always claiming they've proven Iran did it, and then they always retract very quietly, and the media never makes a big deal about their deception.
You know, Alex, that's the big story here. You know, here they tell the media on April 25th that this is coming, and 2 weeks later, they kind of say, oh, by the way, we've canceled that briefing. And it's become very clear that all these weapons that they captured around Karbala, they couldn't trace one of them to Iranian origin. The best they could do is they found five hand grenades up with the al-Qaeda types up there in the northern part of Iraq, five hand grenades that can clearly be demonstrated to have been made in Iran. Give me a break, five hand grenades. So what's happened here is it's become very embarrassing for the administration to say, well, you know, we're talking about these Iranian weapons, but we can't deliver any, we can't show you any. And Lieberman can ask Petraeus, as he did, is it true to say that hundreds of American servicemen have been killed by Iranian-provided weapons? Yes, sir, says Petraeus. Petraeus doesn't know the difference. Now, he reminds you very much of General Westmoreland at the end of in the middle of the Vietnam War. Westmoreland did not tell the truth. And I'll say that Petraeus does not tell the truth. And this latest bit about Petraeus saying, well, you know, just wait till, you know, the summer. I'll probably recommend withdrawing more troops. Well, how many bait and switch things are the American people going to put up with? Petraeus is not to be trusted. And this whole thing about Iran now will reverse, in my view, toward the big lie, which is that Ahmadinejad has threatened to push Israel into the sea, has threatened to destroy Israel. How many times has your president said that? He didn't. Ahmadinejad did not say that. It was a terrible translation of what he did say, and we can go into that later. But the big lie is that Israel is about to be destroyed by the Iranians. And even though no one, not even the Israelis, say that Iran has a nuclear weapon or is likely to get one in the next year or two, Bush, you know, he only's got, what, 7-8 more months. And the Israeli ambassador here in Washington stated, you know, sometimes they sort of slip and then say the truth. The Israeli
ambassador. Why did Admiral Fallon really leave? Was that because he refuses to launch a Hitlerian preemptive attack like Hitler did on Poland or Czechoslovakia?
I think that's the core of it, Alex. It's very clear from that all those interviews he gave to that Esquire reporter and that article that came out earlier this year, that he wasn't about to take part in yet another illegal, under international as well as domestic law, illegal war of aggression, because that's exactly the way Nuremberg, the Nuremberg Tribunal after World War II, defined a preemptive or preventive war. There's nothing in the UN treaty. There's nothing in the U.S. Congress legislation that blesses or approves an offense, an invasion, or an attack on a country that does not pose an imminent threat. And there is no one, who knows anything about Iran who can suggest with a straight face that Iran poses an imminent threat to the United States of America.
Do you ever feel like you're waking up in the middle of a twilight zone, that the United States would be the bad guys and that we would be attacking all these innocent countries and lying and that we'd have a war criminal president?
Well, Alex, it took me a while, and my colleagues and veteran intelligence professionals for Sanity, took us a while in 2001-2002 to kind of be okay with the notion that, hey, we really needed to turn our analytic skills, developed at government expense, at taxpayer expense, on our own leaders. And yes, it is true that they lie a lot. Whoops! And you know, these lies may be leading up to what Nuremberg called the war of aggression. We called it 3 months before. We weren't the only ones. Scott Ritter and others were also sounding the same note. But it happened, and still, it was hard for us to believe that our leaders and our former colleagues in the intelligence services would cooperate with this, and yet they all did.
But isn't that what's so dangerous, is they did cooperate. Now they're not cooperating as much. I'm told in the State Department that, you know, they're jokingly putting Hitler mustaches on the pictures of the Bush and the vice president. But this isn't a joke. I mean, we're dealing with people that have shown that they're willing to, quote, go for it. And, Gulf of Tonkin events, staged events, provocateur events. Are you worried about them trying to stage something? Because I don't see them being able, even in this Alice in Wonderland system, this Tea Party of insanity, to be able to attack Iran without some type of staged provocation. And then I'm sure you know we even talked to him, and he admitted and clarified. Gary Hart told us that, yes, he is afraid the government will stage, blow up a ship, and blame it on Iran. Are you concerned about that?
I am, Alex, and I think you're right. Some kind of provocation would be necessary. Now, Fallon, when he was commander of CENTCOM, had very, very strict regulations about what they call encounter engagements. You know, how do you deal with little outboard motorboats that come speeding up to your naval vessel? Do you blow them out of the water, or do you try to see if they have any dangerous missiles or anything on them? Well, obviously, it's the latter. Now, what is it now? I don't know what it's now, but there is a report that I have seen that the White House has insisted the next time that happens, that the commander in the Persian Gulf contacted the White House directly, not the Defense Department, to pursue instructions. So that's one danger. With all those ships out there, it could be a legitimate or it could be a manufactured provocation. The other part of it is that the president has rhetorically put himself out on the same kind of limb that he was before Iraq. And the people who have put him out there are the same kinds of folks, Richard Perle, Wolfowitz, and the rest of them, that said then and are saying now, look, Mr. President, you said that you would not ever permit Iran to have a nuclear weapon, and it looks like they may get one. Now, are you just going to go out of office and suffer the opprobrium of history that would say, oh, big talk, but George Bush took no action? You can't do that, Mr. President. And so what he has done is gotten this country out on a limb, as if we are automatically pledged to defend Israel if it gets attacked by gets attacked by Iran or anybody else. And so we've lost the initiative. It's not up to us anymore. It could be Israel that would set this thing off, and that is really troubling.
Stay there. A senior CIA retired analyst, a briefer for Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., Ray McGovern. We're going to come back and talk about how we stop a war, or if it happens, what it's going to look like.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Ted Anderson from Midas, May 23rd, 2008, gold 927.11. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 954.11, 469.90 for half, 234.95 for quarter. That's 954.11, 469.90, and 234.95. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its $1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born.
Well, we got a former top CIA analyst, Ray McGovern, who did the big world brief daily for multiple presidents, the wide spectrum analysis of what we're facing. A, can we stop them from attacking? Because, as you said earlier, Israel and others are leaking that they plan to, that it's going to happen. Or is that another piece of propaganda? But then we saw the preparations. And then B, if it happens, what are we likely to see happen worldwide with the economy and then militarily, Ray McGovern?
Well, Alex, can we stop it? We just have to stop it. You know, I don't know what it's going to take. The supreme hurdle, of course, is the captive press, the corporate-dominated press that will not tell Americans the real story. But there have to be ways. There have to be imaginative ways, ways that you use and other commentators to get the word out that really there is no threat from Iran and that this is all sort of a manufactured kind of threat of the same kind we saw prior to the attack on Iraq. I, as you know, have made a kind of a college try to get Admiral Fallon to realize that it's not enough just to resign. He needs to tell the American people. I mean, I'm sure that he's lost many sleepless nights thinking about what would happen if we attacked Iran from the air. You know, these guys in the blue suits, you know, they say, well, hey, we can do it surgically and everything will be fine. Well, they never have to deal with the aftermath. And you know what the aftermath could involve? It could involve cutting the supply lines between Kuwait and Baghdad that are vital to supplying our troops in Iraq, of which there are about 140,000 right now. Now, if Iran can do that, and it could do that very readily, we would have the prospect, Alex, of having not, you know, 52 hostages in some embassy this time, but 52,000 U.S. servicemen cut off from their supply lines, taken in effect as hostages by the Iranian Revolutionary Guards. Do we want that? Well, Fallon certainly didn't want that. Did he think he might be ordered to do something that would lead to that? He did. He saw who was calling the shots in the White House. It's Elliot Abrams. It's Dick Cheney. It's not anybody else.
Who, by the way, are chicken hawks. When Secretary of the Army, who was an Enron crook, I'm not defending him, White said 500,000 troops. They said, you're fired. This does have, in my mind, images of Hitler in the bunker commanding armies that didn't exist.
Well, you know, as many have pointed out, especially Andrew Basiewicz, the Boston University professor who is the best on this subject, you know, there aren't any troops. But, you know, that, it was the same in Vietnam, Alex. The fellows in the blue suits, you know, they want a piece of the action. So these generals from the Air Force come to Cheney and Bush and say, you know, hey, we have these smart bombs, we have these stealth bombers. Nobody gets shot down this time. We can knock out half of the Iranian nuclear facilities one night, second half the next night. Just let us do it, you know. Well, again, yeah, I'm showing my prejudice here, having been an Army infantry officer, okay. They never have to fight the enemy. Yeah, they really, it's sort of distanced. It's kind of, you know, you drop the bombs, you say, well, you know, they're well guided, and you never see the aftermath. You don't see the people who are killed. You don't see collateral damage. And you don't see the damage that that does to us and the insurgents that that cultivates or grows automatically. So what I'm afraid of is that Cheney and Bush, before they leave, since they really have not been held accountable for anything, and since Bush, at least, is an incredibly risk-taking person, and since he seems to have made
the word, sir, I mean, unless you disagree, is extremely reckless.
Reckless is the word, yeah. And if he feels, as he seems to, that he's made this promise to Israel that he would deliver Israel from this evil, you know, the vocabulary itself, Alex, gives me pause. I think, you know, not until this regime has the American administration talked about good and evil in the apocalyptic, you know, in the kind of sense that these people have been using it.
Well, we know they're playing off of their minions in a really sadistic, mean way. Some people who, you know, I guess want the end of the world, but I guess they really are making it apocalyptic then.
Well, it will be, whether they realize that or not. And that's the rub, because Fallon was smart enough to realize what this could mean. And I just adduced one example, Alex. I mean, the other things they could do is actually attack Israel with missiles. They can, you know, hit the oil wellheads in the Gulf and put a lot of them, and would be, you know, paying not $4 a gallon, would be paying $10 a gallon automatically. So they can do all these things. And I'm just wondering if anyone in the very tight circle that is advising Bush and Cheney, whether they have the guts to tell Bush that. I mean, do you remember just 2 months ago when the press said, Mr. President, what do you think about the possibility of $4 a gallon?
Stay there. Ray McGovern, the senior former CIA analyst. But we'll be back. We've got a long segment, sir. Plenty of time to get into this. Thanks for being with us. Stay there. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the Renegades, and it's Atomic Age. It's Atomic Age, we're Renegades. We're Renegades, and it's Atomic Age. It's Atomic Age, we're Renegades.
Ray McGovern, top CIA analyst to multiple presidents, combat infantry commander in Vietnam, outspoken individual has been criticizing. We have this clip we can play of him confronting Rumsfeld about his lies, and there's all this media there, and none of them will do it, and they still really won't. And then about a month ago, Ray McGovern, you may have seen it, There was a clip with the good-looking, front lady they use for the presidential spokesperson, the press secretary, and they come up to her and they say, "Is it true the dollar being devalued is making oil prices go up?" And of course, that's part of it. The instability makes the speculation as well. You know, are they going to blow the Middle East, to pieces, and so oil's up? That's part of it, but mainly dollar devaluation. Is it true that's why oil's so much? And she just said, "I can't comment on that. I'll be fired if I do." And she said that like three times. I mean, that shows just to me that there's not a lot of connection between the press secretary and the president or the vice president, and it shows kind of like a crying out for help. I mean, the way she looked and the way she was saying it, and Ari Fleischer before saying, yeah, they put out fake terror alerts for political purposes, and then they removed him the next day. I'm seeing just a lot of really bad signs, because to have an evil government's one thing, that's bad. But to have one that's out of control and delusional, and I'm seeing, just as a layman, but I've studied quite a bit, you know, history, I'm getting a lot of signals that things are out of control. Do you have any comments on that?
Well, I agree, Alex. And the situation is very much similar to that before of the attack on Iraq. On the day that Colin Powell spoke at the UN, we veteran intelligence professionals for sanity issued our first corporate memorandum. And we finished up by saying, Mr. President, we strongly advise that you broaden the circle of your advisors beyond those already bent on a war for which we see no compelling reason and from which we believe the unintended consequences are likely to be catastrophic. Now, we could see at that point in time that the key was this little tight circle of advisors, of whom only Colin Powell knew which end was up, really, and we know what he was worth in the final analysis. And now we have an even tighter circle where we know the president doesn't read the newspapers. Dana Perino says, well, you know, I can't answer that because I'll be fired. And then when the president himself, as I started mentioned before, 2 months ago, when he gets up before a press conference, somebody said, well, what do you think about the prospect of maybe $4 a gallon? And he looked shocked. He said, well, wait a second. Where'd you get that? And it had been in the news like for the week previous. Well, I'll have to ask my advisors about that because that's the first I heard about this. Well, what are you paying at the pump now, Alex? $4, right?
Yep, $4.
So the guy is detached from reality. He's uninformed. And we know that Cheney is able to keep the information flow to him and away from him. So what he's being told with respect to weapons from Iran and southern Iraq, for example, 12 days after it was clear that those recent charges by Petraeus and others were bogus, the president is still telling the world openly that we're catching them. We're catching those guys, giving those weapons to Iranian insurgents. And when we get them, we're going to get them. You know, we're going to pursue them.
Well, that brings me to my next question. And I know you follow the news. I'm glad you did pick up on that White House press secretary story, because that was just amazing to me. And there's so many other indicators that are the same or similar. And that was a month ago whenever McCain was in Baghdad and then surrounding capitals of other countries. And he kept saying, Iran is funding al-Qaeda. Iran is al-Qaeda. And everybody knows they're Shiites. I mean, that's the opposite warring faction, you know, the two main branches of Islam. And then Cy Hirsch 4 years ago, and then the White House last year admitted that they're funding three different Wahhabist groups attacking, one of them headed up by the number three in al-Qaeda. And so here's our government or the executive funding al-Qaeda to attack and blow up mosques and shoot people, and Iran suing us over it. And then meanwhile, but then McCain comes back and in a Senate Armed Services Committee says to Petraeus, I just love the nickname Petraeus, and says, isn't it true that Iran funds al-Qaeda? And he said, yes, they're al-Qaeda. I mean, this is the propaganda is insane.
Yeah, problem is that normal Americans, you know, they kick their shoes off in the evening and tune into Fox News, and they think they're getting the straight story. We have to find imaginative ways to grab them by the collar, these phonies, and say, look, Petraeus told us last October that there is absolutely no doubt that Iranians are funding, supporting, giving weapons to and training these insurgents in southern Iraq. Well, what proof has he of that? He has none. And this last fiasco, which the mainstream press just kind of, you know, ignored for 2 weeks, here's the mainstream press told, hey, we're going to have a big press conference. We're going to show you those Iranian weapons. 2 weeks later, well, it's been canceled. No story there? Give me one break. In some respects, Alex, the captive press here, the controlled press, is more controlled now than in the lead-up to the war in Iraq.
Well, here's an example. They're having 125 world leaders meet to set a lot of policy at the Bilderberg Group coming up to Chantilly outside D.C. through the 5th through the 8th. I'll be going. And just 6-7 years ago, the media said it didn't exist. Now they admit that a lot of policy gets set there and the Logan Act gets violated and things like that happen. But we have from inside Bilderberg, and they don't normally meet in the U.S., but every 5 years they're meeting here in North America again because they're saying we have the most controlled press and that the police will ban protest. And so now elites are meeting here because we have less freedoms than Europe. I mean, that's something else that's just amazing to me, that this type of stuff is going on.
You know, Alex, the parallel with Europe is very unsettling. If you look at the parallel between the burning of the Reichstag, the German parliament in 1933, and what happened at 9/11, you can see that the Germans reacted to that in a very, very passive way. They said, well, you know, if terrorists, and that was the word used, yeah, well, these particular terrorists were accused of being communists, but it was, if terrorists burned the Reichstag down, then we accept as a matter of course that our telephone calls will be intercepted, that our desks will be broken into, that a mail will be read. It's just, you know, all the responsibilities the government had toward us under the Constitution, well, they can be put in abeyance. Now, we know what happened. That was 1933, and Hitler was able to hold sway for the next few years against this passivity. And what we have in our country is very similar today. Ask your neighbor, do you mind if your telephone calls are being monitored? And you know what they'll say? Well, you know what they'll say. They'll say, well, I don't mind because I'm not talking to Osama bin Laden. Give me a break.
Yeah, they don't understand that they've used the Patriot Act hundreds of thousands of times in non-terror related. They don't understand that the greatest threat isn't some guys in a cave, even if the 9/11 attacks were really orchestrated by them. Hypothetically, the greater threat is giving up our whole way of life for something that you have a better chance of dying from a peanut allergy or being struck by lightning or drowning. Or then you do have been killed by a terrorist, and now they're training the Austin police and Albuquerque police and other police. The feds are in roadside bomb detection. I mean, it's a hoax. Can you speak to that?
Well, yes, I can. You know, just take the eavesdropping here, which is probably going on as you and I speak, so to speak.
Oh, no doubt.
Now, you know, people need to know that the very reason that the FISA law, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, was put into effect in 1978 was to prevent the kind of thing that J. Edgar Hoover was doing, as a matter of course, not only to citizens like us, but to senators, representatives, to presidents, okay? Now, you may not, you know, your neighbor may not care if your phone is being tapped, but do you care if Nancy Pelosi's phone is being tapped? Do you care if other Democratic leaders or candidates, if their phones are being tapped?
Let me stop you. This is not hypothetical. It's come out that Nixon, obviously, and Clinton and now Bush Sr. and all of them spy on each other. But to give a monolithic homeland security, boy, how fascist is that? The power to spy. It just came out that MI6 and MI5, Tony Blair has had them spying on the House of Commons and Lords for political power, and they've been using it to burn their enemies. That is, I mean, we know they're going to do that, and that gives the executive incredible power to set up a dictatorship. Please comment on that.
Well, that's exactly why they put that law in, and that's exactly why Bush and Cheney decided to circumvent that law. You know, Take this General Michael Hayden, okay? He's head of the National Security Agency. And the president, or actually it was Cheney, goes to him and said, now we know that the first commandment over there at NSA is thou shalt not eavesdrop on Americans, but we got this terrorist threat now, and we're going to do precisely that. Are you with us? Are you on our team, General Hayden? Now, one of General Hayden's predecessors told me that his saying yes to that, he should have been court-martialed. Because that's a violation of the law, that's a violation of the Supreme Law, and that he should have been court-martialed. Instead, he said, oh, well, yeah, I suppose I can do that. And what did he
Let me stop you again. Let me stop you again. They always escalate. They always push the envelope till there's nothing holding back anything now. That's not hyperbole that he should be court-martialed, arrested. They're having to go back and pass laws, which themselves are unconstitutional, retroactively, so all these companies and people don't go to jail. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, that, of course, is a great danger. I'm delighted that for once, for the one and only time recently, the Democrats have been able to prevent that from happening so far. But, you know, that's just one of these retroactive immunity things. The thing that bothers me the most is the president forcing Congress, just before the Congress changed hands, to give him and all his minions retroactive immunity for torture. And that came in the so-called Military Commissions Act, signed in October of 1996, just before Congress changed. And what it did was say, well, whatever the president or others have done with respect to torture, well, they shall be held harmless, just like they're trying to hold harmless the telecommunications giant.
And then once that precedent set, you have the Fuhrer precept of what Nixon said. He said it's not illegal when the president does it.
Yeah. Well, it used to be, and unless we get some spine into congressmen, unless we get a wholesale change, and, you know, it's dubious, but at least we'll get some change coming early next year. You know, there's not much hope for us. That's why my focus is right now on preventing a new war, because the new war, you know, one of their calculations could well be, Alex, that the new war could help John McCain become president. That is scary.
Yeah, he's got post-traumatic stress disorder. He flies off the handle for no reason. They say it's been reported multiple times daily. And I mean, it's one thing to have a hothead if you're a talk show host, but I don't think you should be president. Now, I want to run through a couple of quick questions here with you. What do other, not just people in your veteran intelligence group for sanity, but when you talk to other colleagues and other people you worked with in the NSA, CIA, Defense Intelligence, you know, being in and around all those people, I'm getting a sense from just reading and talking to people and other guests that the government finally is freaked out and says, man, it's one thing to be corrupt and one thing to be out of control in a big government, but it's another thing to really be the bad guys, and that they now see that the whole system may be wrecked by these people.
Well, there is that sense. The question is how much power they could wield. And without the press to replay their stories, that power is minimal. Now, I take some great encouragement from the fact that there are some people with integrity still working in the analytics section of CIA. I'm not talking about the torturers now. I'm talking about the people who are trying to speak truth to power. For these guys to come up and have, blessed by their superiors, a national intelligence estimate that goes 180 degrees betwixt what Bush and Cheney were saying about Iran's intentions to build a nuclear weapon, as they did in December of last year.
That was true rebellion against the tyranny. I mean, that is a big split in the government to have the official estimate say that, no, there's no WMDs, no, there's no war, no, we don't need a war.
Yeah. So there's that underlying basis of integrity. But that's, you know, that's a, even that has been sort of eroded. Their leaders, McConnell, the head of national intelligence, and this despicable guy, Hayden, I mean, he makes a big speech out in Oklahoma, and he says, well, now it's my personal opinion that Iran is hell-bent on getting a nuclear weapon. Well, you know, who cares about his personal opinion? If the whole intelligence community, 16 agencies, says Iran stopped trying to do a nuclear weapons-related part of this program in 2003, who cares about Hayden's personal opinion?
And it's all been inspected. They've been over the barrel. They let them in. I don't usually get into a book's cover, but I've watched a lot of hearings with Hayden and seen a lot of him and seen him compared to the same type of person. And I don't normally loathe people. Like, I don't even loathe George Bush. I don't like him. But there's something loathsome and something weak and chicken-necked and despotic about him and Richard Perle. They seem like two peas in a pod. And the way he twists things and says there's no Fourth Amendment. The Fourth Amendment means we can do whatever we say is reasonable. I mean, going against all of the precedent, all of common law, all of our tradition, to just tell, you know, huge rooms of reporters and lawyers, no, we're allowed to spy on whoever we want without a warrant. I mean, he is, I pray I see him go to prison.
Well, you know, what we have there is a martinet. Now, he's got four stars on his shoulder. And unfortunately, the way you get one star these days is to just salute very smartly and say, wonderful idea, to the next guy up. And so he's the example of the worst. And, you know, there are lots of things that could be adduced to. Let me just tell you one little true story here. After I questioned Rumsfeld down there in Atlanta, I was invited up to Lou Dobbs' show in New York. Okay, so I'm waiting to go on, and it was the period in which Hayden had been nominated to be head of the CIA. Now, I had read something indicating that Bobby Inman, the great Bobby Ray Inman, who enjoyed so much respect as head of NSA at one point, and who was there when the FISA law was constructed and had a big hand in constructing it, that at the New York Public Library two nights before he had said, Hayden clearly did something illegal here. He knows better than anyone that the FISA law prohibited what he was doing. It was a very sorrowful thing. Look, that's what Inman told the New York Public Library. What happens next? He arrives at Lou Dobbs' show, goes on before me, cuts in ahead of me, puts on a tie. Dobbs says, what do you think of Hayden? And Inman says, I think he's supremely qualified for the job. I was on next, and had I had the time, I would
have... Ray McGovern, stay there. We're on TV on one end of this, so we're going to keep talking during the break. We'll be back for everybody else in 3 minutes. Got to go to the InfoWars streams to hear this.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
I was talking behind the scenes for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers with Ray McGovern, and he dropped a bombshell on me. He said, and our viewers, he said that it's really up to Israel right now on whether there's going to be an attack on Iran or not, both in the lobby and with things militarily that Israel does. They could even go back into Lebanon and then claim that's a threat to them. And, I mean, anything could happen. And he said, and Israel could stage a false flag. Now, you then talked about the USS Liberty. I want you to be able to elaborate on that. You're going to hold it for 5 minutes into the next hour, so we have time. But, I mean, that is an amazing statement. I remember in the Washington Post, the week before 9/11, there was a Pentagon analysis saying we're worried Israel could stage a false flag to get us into a war in the Middle East. Can you speak to that?
Well, yes. You know, it seems terribly cynical to suggest that what the president calls, quote, our ally, end quote, Israel, would do something like that. First off, your listeners should realize that in a juridical sense, there is no defense treaty with Israel. They are not our ally in any real sense of the term. You know, morally and so forth, they have begun, but that's not an obligation on our part to defend them. But that's sort of an academic point, since the president has promised to do precisely
that. Plus, they got one of the biggest militaries in the world, 400 nukes.
Yeah, you know, one boggles at the so-called threat from one nuke from Iran when they have 400. But the situation, what I think people really need to remember is that on the June 8th, 1967, in the middle of that first war with the Arabs, the Israeli Israeli planes and torpedo boats did their damnedest to sink the USS Liberty, knowing full well that it was a U.S. naval ship. They killed 34 of the Liberty's crew and wounded over 170. Now, we have their intercepted messages. There's an American flag on that. You don't attack it. You know, we have the intercepted messages. There's no doubt.
And
no
by the
doubt.
Way, by the way, they'd always denied that. And now, as you said, last year, NSA released the intercepts. What we'd already had pilots come public and say they refused three times and were ordered, you attack and sink that American ship. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. So, you know, what's important for listeners to understand is that there's no doubt that it was deliberate. Now, why they would do such a thing, there are some very cogent theories. That's not clear. In other words, there is some question as to why they would do that. That they did it, there's no question about it. And one of the things listeners should also know is that the Navy, the Congress, LBJ, McNamara, everyone covered it up for decades. And finally, a book was written by a fellow named Jay Crystal that espoused the Israeli version that, oh, this is just a terrible mistake. And guess who endorsed that book? The younger John McCain. His father, having been responsible for a bogus investigation of the incident himself. Now, I'm not saying the sins of the father should be visited on the son. I am saying that John McCain, Jr., in a crass appeal to the lobby, endorsed the conclusions of this book, which are clearly bogus and which the NSA intercepts now released show are completely bogus. The veterans, such as the ones that survived the USS Liberty, deserve better, and their story needs to be told. Why? Because it was on June 8th, 1967, and subsequent years, that the Israeli government was persuaded, for good reason, that they could literally get away with murder, and our Congress and our executive and even our Navy would not say anything about it. That is a very, very dangerous position to be in, and beware of what might happen in the Gulf.
Ray McGovern will be back in 70 seconds for the final segment. Ray McGovern battling lymphoma cancer. Everybody should pray for him. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, very bold today, and just amazing discussion. Final segment with him. Then for about 10 minutes, we got Veterans for Peace on. They've been banned from the Memorial Day D.C. March.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved.